Well, America carries the name called this is country of freedom, liberty. So, in the scale of 1 to 10, how free do you feel? 10? Absolutely free? How many of you? Like halfway? How about 1? So, you are somewhere in the middle then, like between 1 and 10. That was their argument to Jesus, telling this quite, in a way, provoking and irritating statement, telling them that you will need to learn something that you do not know right now, and that truth will make you free. In order to that sentence to be true, you have to admit, they had to admit that they're not free. But in their mind, they were free. So that was the argument. This past week, especially, I was meditating upon the word truth a lot. Truth. A word that we use a lot, true, truth. And do we really know the meaning of the word? And simple checking with the Wikipedia, if you do that when you have free time this afternoon, you'll be quite surprised that there are many different ways to define truth. It depends on where you stand. Big ones could be there's a religious way, religious and spiritual way, and there's a scientific way of defining what truth means. And then among the, there's also philosophy too. So there are three major points. Then each one could agree or disagree one another in defining what the truth could mean. So the question to you at this moment is, can you accept this quite bold statement from Jesus telling you? Let's say he is telling it to you right now. If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth. That means you do not know the truth yet. Then truth will make you free. That again means you're not free. So I'll give you a moment to think about that one. That's my first thought. So, have you found your answers? The essence of this journey or quest to either find or define or discover the truth probably begins or has to begin with how you define who you are or what you are. What do you think is a human? That's you, right? In a way of saying, if you define yourself as totally biochemical organism that happens to have something functions the brain, which is a super machine, actually, which can trigger all kind of chemicals, that allows you all those experiences. And modern medicine could probably give you a good explanation about almost, if not every experience. I'm not talking about just physical experience, but emotional, mental. Even spiritual experiences we claim to be mystical experience, they could give you how that happens. So, if I'm standing on the way that my body is just what I am, then the truth you're seeking has to be somewhat defined and bound by that very principle. Or if you think you're much more than that, if you're spirit, it's actually good. Right? But at the same time, how would you either define or prove that you're a spiritual being. You're entering into a mystery. In my search of this little thing, I kind of flipped through many books that I have in my bookshelves, and I'm trying to have a little scope of it. And in this modern world, there's one way that somehow we're getting more bold and confident about our understanding and knowledge of this world. There's one tendency that people developing, we know. We know mostly everything, and maybe also there's some people saying we can explain mostly everything. And then, yet if you read books about getting to the essence of the matter, and then, well, there's a big things like us, there's smaller things, molecules, you go down underneath, something called atoms, and there's even more things underneath atom. And then there is something we call particles. And then there's more smaller things like quarks. And there's assumption that there can be even smaller things than that. So what we face at this end is also somewhat mystery. Why? Because in this world, matter and energy are almost interchangeable. And then you go to the big things. We have star, galaxy, universe. And we hear that universe may be, some part of universe is expanding even faster than the speed of light. And in our somewhat understanding that you have a question. I mean, when you hear this expanding universe theory, you should almost automatically have a question. If universe is a matter, how can it expand? I mean, if you this chair stays as it is or gets smaller, but if chair suddenly just expands, well, it has to have a space to expand. So if we go smallest, we go biggest, we actually face something we call mystery. The definition of mystery is something that is beyond understanding or unknowable. So, well, I mean, some of you may have better knowledge than I have, so may be able to explain much better than I do, I'm sure. But somehow, in my little mind, I'm thinking, well, somehow, with all due respect to all the advancement we make, we are still living in two spectrum. Each end is a mystery. So, in a way of saying, accepting there are things that are unknowable, to me, it's okay. Kind of brings a little bit of humility and humbleness that may open or make a crack in our heart. In this bold teaching of Jesus, which assumes that the people don't have truth yet, and indeed they are not free. Are you free? It's a kind of a very relative question in a way. In what extent, in what circumstances, in what standard am I to define my freedom? In Jesus' term, if you believe, you have to believe like a few things to make this sentence true to you. One assumption, a presumption that Jesus wants to have is that you all believe that you are spiritual being created in the image and likeness of God, which happens to have a physical organism that is the body, and you have your consciousness bound to materialistic reality instead of spiritual reality. That itself is not being free. So you are designed, created to be a spiritual being. You are designed and created to have that consciousness. But somehow, we're locked into, or bound to, or attached to what is materialistic reality. But that's kind of entrapment in a way. So there is something that Jesus defines as truth that will make us free. And searching for the meaning of this word, if you check out the Hebrew word for the truth, it relates to faithfulness, firmness, reliability, sureness. Sounds like something that we normally think of something as true. This Greek word, truth, was quite troubling for me too. Aletheia is Greek word for truth. And it is actually a combination of a, it's alpha, which is used as negative particle, and lathano, that means to be hidden. To escape, like noticing. So the word truth that is used in the Greek version, this testament, is roughly, we could say, something that is not hidden. Something that is not hidden. And it took me a few days of meditation, just in a way, having fun with that. What does that mean? And in the e-newsletter I sent out, kind of my suggestion of rewriting, if we use that definition of word the truth, we could read this in different way, like this. If you continue in my word, you will be known as my disciples to the people. In a way, people will notice you in your life and behavior as disciples of Jesus. Then you will know the truth. It goes, you will not be hidden. You yourself will not be hidden. I mean, I believe all of you were there once upon a time ago that about the moment of first love. How long did it take for you to express that one? Or have you actually ever able to express that one? Some of you might not have been able to do that. And some of you might have taken a few days. When it's hidden in you, it's just in you. But when actually you expresses it, it not only becomes real to that person, also it becomes more real to you too. So when we keep something in our heart only, the actuality and reality of it is somewhat in the world of assumptions. When you have spoken it out, when you have expressed it outside, it becomes actual and real. And it brings its own, cause and effect. Then you can see what it actually does and what it actually is to have it. So, somewhat, you will know the truth. You won't be hidden anymore. And this state of being, not being hidden, will make you free. I felt that was quite liberating to me in a certain aspect. Well, you could have a lot of fun seeking, talking about truth. I mean, there's a whole philosophical quest starting, I don't know, probably earlier than Socrates, but Socrates talking about truth in the Eastern world too. Buddha, same thing. The conclusion is it all begins in what you think of yourself and not hiding it. Now, if you are shameful of what you are, then you need to know why you're shameful of it. Again, don't hide it, at least to yourself, to God. When I was studying Jung, one thing I learned very, very helpful was that you will notice and find and discover your shadow. And you'll fight against it. You'll resist against it. You'll want to put it under the shelf and lock it forever. But it's a shadow created by you. It'll always appear and found attached right next to you. The best and only option you have is accept it. You don't have to live by its advices, but you have to just accept it. Okay, shadow, you're part of me. I accept you. I embrace you, but I will not live by you. That was one liberating moment for me. So, when you go home, think about it. Your self-image is the most important thing. What do you think you are? What is it? What do you think you are? What are you made of? And when you find that, maybe you can be liberated. So may God bless you and help you and give you wisdom and courage in this journey. Amen.